This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Science and technology.
The modern food industry touches every part of our food system, from seed to artisan to supermarket, trucking company, government, and beyond. It's an industry where the titans, multinational conglomerates, dominate supply chains in every category. And as consumers are looking for healthier, increasingly convenient, and environmentally responsible options, there has been a renaissance of nimble food startups offering healthy, convenient, responsible, and progressive products and services. These startups are disrupting how food is produced, distributed, sold, and consumed. But with often slim margins and high production costs, 8 in 10 food startups fail. Daniel Gould, founder and CEO of Food Tech Connect, has partnered with industry leaders to offer courses tailored to food entrepreneurs. Each course is designed to provide professional wisdom to new entrepreneurs to break down barriers to the food sector.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gould, the founder and CEO of Food Tech Connect and now Food Tech Ed. Food Tech Connect is a platform for good food innovation. So we want to help drive good food innovation, and we do it in a couple of ways. We have our website, which is our blog, which is a site of record for the food tech sector, where we track business, tech, and investment trends in the food space. We have our newly launched platform, Food Tech Ed, which is an online learning community dedicated to helping entrepreneurs get the skills they need to launch and grow successful food businesses. And then we have our event series. So we do hackathons and different kinds of networking events to bring the worlds of food and technology and investment together. Right now, there is more demand for good food than there is supply. And also, there's never been more interest in creating this better food system. And there's never been more entrepreneurial activity. But 80% of entrepreneurs in the space fail. And so we want to lower the barriers to success. We want to make it easier for people to get the skills, the connections, the knowledge that they need to build successful businesses and, you know, create the future that so many of us want and are fighting for. We started with a bunch of different business courses. So our first course was a food startup branding. We've done a restaurant branding course as well. We just today launched our venture fundraising course, and we're going to be doing crowdfunding and an e-commerce course are in the pipeline. And we're working with some of the best and brightest entrepreneurs and investors and consultants to create these courses. So, for example, for today, we work with Paul Matucci, who's a partner at US Venture Partners, which is one of the top venture capital funds in the country, to create this course. We worked with Felicia Stingone, who was the former CMO of Union's Grasp Tally Group, to teach the restaurant branding course. And we're working with Lisa Q. Fetterman, who is the CEO of Nomiku, to teach the fundraising course. And what's so amazing about all of these people is that they're not teachers. They don't have this curriculum, you know, and they're sitting in their back pocket. They work with us over the course of 2 to 3 months to take their knowledge and turn it into these really easy to follow, easy to understand courses that we offer online and in person so that they're accessible to anyone.
For more information, visit foodtechconnect.com. This is Laura Del Campo reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org, coming to you from Bushwick, Brooklyn.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.